This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Some Afghan pilots who have been held in Uzbekistan for about a month began leaving Sunday for the United Arab Emirates. The Taliban has demanded that the pilots return to Afghanistan, but a U.S.-trained Afghan pilot told Reuters that a group of pilots was expected to leave Uzbekistan on Sunday and head for the UAE rather than to their home country. The Wall Street Journal reported that pilots would go to the U.S. military base in Doha, Qatar, before being relocated to third countries. Hours before the fall of Kabul on August 15th, a total of 585 Afghan military personnel and their families flew to Uzbekistan aboard 22 military aircraft and 24 helicopters. They were intercepted by Uzbek military aircraft and forced to land at an international airport just across the border from Afghanistan. It was not immediately clear what would happen to the 46 aircraft in Uzbekistan. Reuters reported the aircraft included light attack planes and Black Hawk helicopters. Afghanistan's new Taliban government announced on Sunday that women can continue to study in universities, including at postgraduate levels, but classrooms will be gender segregated and Islamic dress will be required. The country's new higher education minister laid out the new policies several days after Afghanistan's new rulers formed an all-male government. The world has been watching closely to see to what extent the Taliban might act differently from their first time in power, which was in the late 1990s. During that era, girls and women were denied an education and were excluded from public life. You're listening to